Blackstone Audio presents Shadow Country by Peter Matheson.
Book 1. Look at a stone cutter hammering away at his rock, perhaps 100 times without so much a crack showing in it. Yet at the 101st blow, it will split in two. And I know it was not the last blow that did it, but all that had gone before. Jacob Riis. Prologue, October 24th, 1910. Seabirds are aloft again, a tattered few. The white terns look dirtied in the somber light, and they fly stiffly, feeling out an element they no longer trust. Unable to locate the storm-lost minnows, they wander the thick waters with sad, muted cries, hunting sea-marks that might return them to the order of the world. In the wake of the hurricane, the coast lies broken, stunned. Day after day a brooding wind nags at the mangroves, hurrying the unruly tides that hunt through the flooded islands and dark labyrinthine creeks of the 10,000 islands. Brown spume and matted salt grass, driftwood. A far gray sun picks up dead glints from the windrows of rotted mullet at high waterline. From the small settlement on the Indian shell mound called Chokoloskee, a baleful sky out toward the gulf looks ragged as a ghost, unsettled, wandering. The sky is low, withholding rain. Vultures on black-fingered wings tilt back and forth over the broken trees.